Today, world leaders are standing alongside military veterans in northern France. They're marking 75 years since one of the most important days of the 20th century, a day that would shift the momentum of World War II. It was June 6, 1944, and NBC and BBC newsreaders took to the airwaves.
Ladies and gentlemen, we may be approaching a fateful hour. All night long, bulletins have been pouring in from Berlin, claiming that D-Day is here.
Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France.
Ships deposited more than 150,000 Allied troops on the beaches of Normandy. German forces were waiting in the cliffs above, and they unleashed. Meanwhile, paratroopers boarded planes, took to the air, and dropped behind enemy lines.
Oh, it was a lot of noise, one after another.
What did it sound like?
Boom, a lot of, you know, you've got hundreds of planes, one right after the other. It was very moving and exciting, you know, you wonder what's going to happen. And, of course, then we fly over the channel, you can look out the window and see the silhouettes of the ships. We know it's going to happen now.
That is Les Cruz. He's 95 years old, and he's one of the last surviving veterans of that D-Day mission. These days, he lives outside of Philadelphia. I went to visit him earlier this week.
I'm Noel. It's nice to meet you.
Hello, your name was what?
Noel.
Noel?
Noel. Noel.
Yes. N-O-E-L.
Like Christmas. You got
Merry
it.
Merry Christmas. Holy cow.
Inside of his house, family pictures decorate the walls and the fridge. Les has 15 great-grandchildren. He grew up in an orphanage, and he couldn't wait to leave, to join the military. And so in early 1944, he boarded a ship and crossed the Atlantic Ocean to go to the front line.
I loved that sailing on a course. It was so dramatic. You could see all these ships bobbing up and down on the ocean, and destroyers were weaving in and out of them to make sure they uncovered any mines or anything.
When he got to England for the first time, he met other paratroopers who'd already seen combat. Les was a rookie with something to prove.
It was hard to make friends.
Why?
Well, they already lost friends. So they're cautious about, you know, who they make friends with. His job will be gone next tomorrow. So you have to wait and then try to fit in. And then, of course, the only time that will change that is when you get into combat. So you become one of them. After Normandy.
Can you tell me about the day you learned you would be shipping out?
Well, we knew something was going to happen. We were preparing for it, but we didn't know where. And we were all set to jump on the, would be to take off on the flight night of the 4th. So D-Day would have been the 5th, but it was pouring rain, so it was held off for 24 hours. But we all were lying on these cots, and the cots were right next to each other. You're talking about 500 cots in this big hangar. So it was a pretty rank place after a while.
Smelled pretty bad?
Smelled mannish, yeah.
Mannish. I like that. Mannish is
smelled
good.
Smelled mannish.
And then a day later, General Eisenhower gave the go-ahead.
Vast squadrons of bombers and transports led the way. More than 11,000 planes spearheading the attack. Paratroopers landed in Normandy behind the coastal defenses.
You're standing up as we hit the coast, and you're ready to go, and finally you wait for the green light. Green light comes, and it's like a slingshot out the door.
Were you scared?
Never thought about it.
You
don't have time to analyze that.
And then that period when you're in the air, your chute is open.
Yeah, it snaps open, and you're, ah, good. That's the best feeling. You know, it opened.
You do like, yeah, a little thank
I'm not
God.
Still more coming down 90 miles an hour.
Les landed safely, and then he and his division were charged with liberating French towns from the Germans. They saw 33 days of severe fighting. Before seeing combat, it had been hard for Les to make friends, but now that had changed. He still remembers their names, including Private First Class Richard Vargas.
We heard the shells coming, so we flopped down. And his head was right at my shoulder here, and his body to body, and a shell landed on his side, right beside him, tore his leg apart. And I tried to stop the blood, stopped it for a while, but by the time the medic came, we left him with the medic. He was in bad shape, and of course, he didn't live the day. his body was sacrificed for mine, as simple as that. So that was a traumatic experience among others, but that was probably the most moving. I always think of that as my physical salvation.
Les was evacuated back to England. Almost half of the men in his division had been killed, injured, or were missing in action. Later, on another mission where he parachuted into Holland in the dead of winter, Les was injured. He was caught in a crossfire and hit in the hand with shrapnel. That injury was the end of his service. Then he came home, and coming home took some adjusting.
It's a big change. You haven't seen combat. Now all of a sudden you have, and the reality of life, you know, and all the friends that you have, the formations that you make have suddenly been destroyed in one day, in 1 hour or whatever, and you have to live with it. With them, could have been me. But I've been blessed that way, and going to have to account for it one day.
What do you mean by that?
Going to stand before the Lord, and I'm going to have to give an account of my life.
We are marking 75 years since D-Day. Mm-hmm. What's the one thing you want people to know about as we mark this day?
I want them to appreciate what history has done for them and what it has done for this country. And the sacrifice is not just done by the World War II generation. There was generation after generation after generation of this country's formation and on up. And I would expect them to pick up the ball and run with it. Show some citizenship.
That's World War II veteran paratrooper Les Cruz. He talked to me about the 75th anniversary of D-Day.